This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Race Your Game. This is Rita Liu. Good morning. And Andrew Chow, Idea Matt, with our social media 24/7 series based on his new book. It's already today. It's session three. The first week, we discussed working with social brand ambassadors. And last week, how to manage positive, neutral, and negative comments. This week, how to identify the 9 different personalities on social media. And of course, from there, with the positive, neutral, and negative comments, you can sort of smell... these personalities. But anyway, maybe we can start off with, where did this 9 personalities come from, Andrew?
Okay, when I first expound this topic about identifying personalities on social media, it's inspired by the teaching of Enneagram, as I shared before, about a year ago, that Enneagram is really 9 types of personality. It is a symbol to identify people. It was a system to study the weather, but 100 years ago, somebody adopted it to study personality, and it's amazingly accurate.
Right.
So the thing you need to remember is that all of us are born with a type. So if you've heard things like, you're not my type, I'm not your type, this type really exists. Now, we all have a core. Of course, we are all unique. We are a bit of everything. But when we are under stress, duress, we go back and park ourselves at the original type.
I see.
So for myself, I have a type. So I know that no matter how, I won't change. And here's the thing. No matter how, you won't change. You can see that there's always a pattern recurring. From the things you say, you share, you think, you do, it reflects who you are. So personality is going deeper than behavior and going deeper than online behavior. But from the online behavior, you can deduce the personality.
Okay, so now you can smell it. When you see a comment, you can already tell.
That's right. So for example, let me share to you the first personality, what I always like to call a perfectionist.
All right.
These are the people that always tells you, you are wrong. That is not right to say. And when you make a grammar error, they are the first one who come and correct you. All right. And when they speak in complete sentences, really good English. Okay. So you know that this guy is clean and proper. All right. He don't anyhow post, and he's very mindful about errors, about mistakes. He can't stand it.
Okay.
So he can't stand what is not right. So when you talk to a customer online whom you feel is a perfectionist, you got to have all your basics and principles lined up in front of you and explain to him, this is how you derive, this is why you do certain things.
Step one, step two.
They have very good principles. So they have a strong sense of right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they are always unhappy, usually, because you seldom see a smiling perfectionist, right, in real life. So you'll find that the language may be a bit dark, but they actually don't mean anything personal. They just want to know what's wrong.
Okay.
Tell me what's wrong, and I tell you what it should be done.
Okay.
So accept his advice, because he's a professional. He feels that if he's in your shoe, he will do this. You just say, yes, I will consider it, and I'll get back to you. Now, this is what a professional like to hear. You adopt his suggestion.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So,
but you can't tell him it is a company policy. Then he will say, you are inflexible. You should actually look into it. So from his posting, he will never post anything that will undermine his image.
Okay.
So when he look at your sharing, your advertisement as a brand, he will tell you, I think this is not right for your brand. This is not the right image. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. A lot of should be. A lot of should be. But just take it. It's fun. Perfectionist. It's very exciting to work with. Only if you know which button to press.
And then, of course, before you reply, just make sure you do a spell check in your response. That's so right. There'll be no grammatical errors.
And you have to get your facts right, because they have a lot of facts about you, more than you know. So you have to have all your facts correct and statistics correct. So that's how you handle perfectionism.
Okay.
Now, I like to talk about the second one, which is what I call a giver or helper. These are the people that when you need help, they're always the first one. You post a question, and you always find the same person tell you the answers almost instantly. These are the ones that they just can't help you, but to just help you. And these are very good fans to have, because they are helpers. They are very people-oriented. They will help you, and any question that comes out, they will be the first one to answer.
They could be your social brand ambassador.
That's right. They are natural brand ambassador. They always feel bad if they can't help you. And these are the best people. I always joke, in real life, offline, these are the best people to borrow money from, because because they just can't say no to you. You know, they their biggest problem. Are you free Saturday, Sunday to do something for us? I guess so. I think, okay lah, you know. A helper really are very focused. Now, if I call out a name now, you will know what a helper is like. Mother Teresa.
Mm.
The whole life, her self-esteem is on helping others. He feels very good giving. So he has trouble receiving. So sometimes if you praise him openly, he has problem receiving that
right.
praise because he's not a natural taker. So he's a giver. These are the best second men. These are the best helper in your events. These are the best recruiter for social brand ambassadors. So they may not be strong enough to be a brand ambassador, but they know who to get help from.
They're definitely fans.
They're definitely fans. They may be a bit passive, but they know they are because they're so connected.
So if they don't like your brand, they just won't participate?
They won't talk anything. They won't talk bad about you. They will just be a bystander.
Mm, okay.
So it's very, very interesting. Now, I like to talk about three. With three, it's actually who I am. A three is a performer.
Ah.
Now let me share it to you. If you look at this person who is a three, what I call performer's Facebook, you will find that he has all the best pictures. If he's a guy, he's always be in suit, shaking hands with a member of parliament, shaking hands, receiving an award, speaking to 1,000 people, okay, sitting very dignified. You will never find him making funny faces in party, you know, you will never see him topless. All these images are not in line with his value because for him, he's very image conscious.
Okay.
Not that he's fashionable, but he's very mindful about what people think about him. To him, success is everything. Everything I can do, I will do it and I'll do it well.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the people that is the best ambassador. They want to show off, let them show off. They are very successful people and often brand like to be associated to these people. For example, if it is a sports shoe company, they will always find sportsmen who are very competitive, very successful to be brand ambassador.
Like Usain Bolt, he's very showy, you know, and Puma.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So they just love the stage. When you give them a stage, they're so themselves. They refuse to leave the stage because these are people that always don't leave the limelight. So in Hollywood, we see a lot of this.
Okay, they're all in LA.
Yeah, no, they may say they get off screen for a while, but they always come back.
Oh.
They always come back because they can't bear to leave success.
So what are they like on social media?
They always show off their achievement.
Uh-huh.
Their Facebook has nothing personal because one thing about performers is that they don't share very much about personal life. They share a lot about work life. So anytime when they have some work achievement, they will brag about it. Mm. So it's good that sometimes when you work something with them, you make them feel that it is their success. So they will talk a lot about you. So that is how you work with a type 3.
I see. Okay.
Because they like the glam. So when you have awards, you must invite them and they will definitely tag you.
Alright. 6 more to go. We'll discuss it with Andrew Chow from Idea Mart in just a moment right here on Racy Game BFM 89.9. Good morning. This is Racy Game. In case you just joined us, Andrew Chow from Idea Mart. We're discussing his book, A Social Media 24/7. And of course, it's a series around that as well. And of course, this is week 3 and we've been discussing the last few weeks working with social brand ambassadors, how to manage positive, neutral and negative comments. And this week, how to identify 9 different personalities in social media. So early on, we talked about the perfectionist, the giver and the performer. So 6 more to go. What's the 4th, Andrew?
The 4th one is what I call individualist, not individualistic, but they are individualists. They're also a creative person. They're also a romantic person. Now, these people are the most creative, but they are the most what I call unique and special. Sometimes when they share certain things, no one understands. But
I call them eccentric. But anyway.
Yeah, yes, eccentric is a word associated to type 4. But they're so special, they can't explain to you why they say this, why they felt this, but they're usually right. For example, like Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Right. Nobody in the right mind will wear black with white socks and dance like this. But when he do it, the whole world is so mesmerized by him.
Right.
So he may look at it, I think he may create a poster that is totally abstract, but when you look at it long enough, it makes sense. Some of the things that he share may be so insightful, it takes you some days to actually decipher what he's trying to say. But he just look at the world very differently. He look at friendship differently. He look at your brand differently. He can tell you something that you have never even thought of.
Mm.
And that is a creative person.
Right.
Okay, usually, socially, they are always the one doing design.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the one creative director. So their talents are being shown forth in a specific talent. But it's their mind you need to fall in love with because they think so special. And if you look at Steve Jobs, he's a 4. He thinks so far ahead. He even created a product that nobody think they will need, like iPad, right? The world never think they need an iPad until iPad comes along. Right? And then, yeah, it's a good idea to have it. So that is the thing. Sometimes they give you ideas. you must take this idea and you must run with it sometimes. So you rarely find this. This is the most rare people I can find on social media.
Right.
Yeah. So, but when you see it, better catch him.
Okay, so a person might have an idea, then you're thinking, this is ridiculous, but then you have to have a second look at it.
But usually they are very, very emotional.
Oh.
Very, very emotional. They have highs and they have highs and lows.
Okay.
If you reject them, they disappear for days. You don't hear from them. Sometimes they emerge.
Right.
So you'll find these people on Facebook, on Twitter. Now, go on quickly to five.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I call observer. These are the people that's most intellectual. They ask the most questions. They keep on asking you questions, but they never make a decision. They just ask because they just want to find out more. To them, it's like, I don't know enough. I need to ask you more. But everything is processed in the mind. They don't tell you. They are most mysterious, but actually most innovative. If I were to describe these nine guys, right? Let's say I have nine of these guys go on an expedition. They were trekking and they come to a river, fast flowing river. The type one, which is a perfectionist, will tell you what is the right way to cross the river.
Uh-huh.
Only one way. The type two, the giver, will be helping everyone to cross the river.
Oh.
Okay? The type three, when he crossed the river, he wants everybody to look at him.
Okay.
A type four will think about the most creative way to cross the river. You never thought of it. A type five will observe what everybody else is doing, but he won't cross the river.
Okay. Okay.
So it's very interesting. When you look at real life, there are people who keep asking you questions, but they never do anything. But it's good because they are thought leaders. They ask. People get inspired. So you look at people like Bill Gates. He's a five. He is always observing, thinking, very innovative. Okay, but when he develops in the early days, he really, really develops. So a five asks all the questions. A five even asks people, why do you say that? How can you prove that? You know, sometimes it's frustrating when you thought that it's finished, you have the last word, he comes up with another question. Okay, but it's good. Because the conversation keeps on going.
All right, okay, so the conversation keeps on going. Sometimes you just want to end it, but then it does get you thinking.
Yeah, thinking.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay, that's the observer.
If you had time, we go on to six.
Yes.
Okay. A six is what I call a loyalist. Six is very complex. Anyone that I cannot profile, I put him under six. Why? Six has a trust issue. That means he can't trust people easily. He can't trust brand easily. He asks questions just to be sure. So they are like a zebra looking for a lion.
Okay.
Do you think a zebra in the right mind will look for a lion? No, right? But a zebra feels safe when they know where is the lion.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the lion is my 2 o'clock. Okay. Now I better run 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So they need to know where the danger is so that they be more alert.
Very risk averse.
Very risk averse. For a six, if you want to cajole them to buy into your brand, you got to settle his worst case scenario. What is the worst that can happen to him? Should things don't go his way.
Okay.
So if you can settle that, you will win him over. So for people who sell insurance to a type six, right, you got to settle the worst case scenario. Shares. Investment.
Okay.
A six is a follower. Once they buy what you're saying, they become very faithful.
And I guess the comments you'll see is, no, so what happens if this happens? Yeah. So these are the kind of comments they'll
have. What happened to my, what's going to happen if? So when someone talk like that, you are very sure that this person is a questioner, is a loyalist, is a type six. That means he asks because they cannot chintai on it. They cannot anyhow. They cannot play by the ear. They don't like to hear this. They want to know exactly what's going on.
Right.
So if you are talking about a tour, free and easy doesn't boil well with them.
Uh-huh.
They need to know what's going on. They need a lot of rehearsal if possible. They have one plan A, thousands of plan B. Okay. So it's fun. That's why they ask you many questions.
Right.
Yeah. It's not because they're trying to make things difficult. So if you know the personality and if you study using Enneagram, you know how to handle all these people. Conversation is easier. You won't feel so personal.
Yeah. Okay. And when you start looking at these comments, you start thinking, okay, this is a personality because most of us, if you have a certain personality and you look at it and you say, you're so annoying.
Yes.
And then, you don't see it as an opportunity with all the different personalities.
We're so judgmental that we say this person is a troublemaker. Ask so many questions, but actually it's not. Because it's good to have different type so that when they ask questions, you also handle different type.
Yeah.
Because you can be sure the rest of the six are all waiting for your answers. Right.
All right. Okay, very interesting observation. There was one time someone actually tweeted a lot and commented a lot, and then we actually met up with him and we end up hiring him. And then he said, now you know.
Yes.
And
so,
of course.
Yeah. So as I say, the best is for the person to talk a lot. If they don't talk, then we won't know.
Okay, what's the seventh one?
The seventh one is, I have a lot of friends who are seven. It's what I call a fun-loving person, adventurous. They are very spontaneous. Mm. They're high energy. They're always running around. They're always in transit. It's like, have you ever seen people's comments? Oh, wow, I can't believe it. You know, I'm so happy today. You know, they have a lot of exclamation mark.
Oh.
They talk a lot, but actually they mean nothing.
Yes.
You know, they're so hyper, right? They mean nothing. But they can hype you up a little bit. They are the best people for short-term things. So
right.
If it's events, you ask them to hype it up, can.
Okay.
But if it's a project, don't ask them because they have problem focusing on the longer term.
Right.
So the best is you ask them to be cheerleader. You ask them to promote something, it's good because they're so adventurous. Anything new, better get them involved. They love something new. And these people, they need choices. They can't stick to one for too long.
Okay.
So in real life, they're the worst lover, actually.
Okay. this reminds me of my friend, actually. Every time I write a note to him, and every reply will be, how are you? Great!
Yeah.
Exclamation mark. How are you? Question, exclamation mark.
Yes.
And then, of course, the relationship is about 2 years.
Yeah. Yes. And actually, sometimes you'll find it frustrating. It's like, are you having a script or something? You know what I mean? But that is just the way they are. They don't dwell deeper. They spread themselves very wide.
So on social media, fantastic, amazing, and then that's it.
Yeah, you're the man, cool, you know, fantastic. No one does it better than you.
Okay.
Now, sometimes you need people like this just to perk you up a little bit.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
We all need these people.
Yeah, so it's very, very interesting. So this seven, I find is most interesting, most popular.
All right.
Okay. Now, the next one I want to talk about, you don't want these people in your company because they are the eights, they are the leader. They are what we call a confrontationist.
Okay.
They love to confront. They love to go against you. They love to think their way. Even if they're the only one thinking about it, they will just bash their way through. All right. Now, how do you earn the respect of an eight who is a leader?
Mm.
Not to go according to what he wants to do. Actually, an eight respect you if you stand up.
If you confront back.
If you confront him. Because he respect you. Wow, this person dare to confront
you. You see, that's the thing. Okay, that's fine on a one-on-one basis. On social media for all to see. You know, how do you then confront respectfully?
You have to go on the facts.
Right.
They don't really care about feelings. So if the facts are right and you know that you have an upper hand in accuracy, go all the way.
But still be respectful in a sense.
Yes,
okay.
Be respectful.
Thank you for your comment.
The sandwich principle always works. You know, you give this person a compliment, that's very good. But we have something to say. Lastly, this is just my opinion, please keep it coming. So you keep on engaging an eight. Now an eight, if you win him over, he will bring a lot of people to you. An eight will also draw a lot of people away from you. Because they're so strong.
If you don't know how to handle this person.
They are someone who can openly say, if you don't solve my problem, I'm going to go to brand B. These are the person say this.
Sometimes with some people, the tendency say, go la!
Correct. And they will lead people there because they are natural leader.
Okay, yeah. Number nine, the final one.
Number nine, it's what I call a nice guy, peacemaker. They are always the one that will mediate anything. If it's a heated discussion, they always come and say, hey, let's relax and take a step back, you know. Everybody is right. This person A has a point, you have a point. We all have different things to learn from each other. You know, these are so nice, right?
Yeah.
But they almost have no personality. Because they're so nice, right? They are everybody's friend, and yet nobody wants them to go inside.
But they're great to diffuse the situation.
Correct. They are very good negotiator. They are very good someone to have in the room or in the page to call a time out conversationally.
Right.
Because he will come in at the right time to stop the argument for a while, just to say something nice, so that the train of negative thoughts are being interrupted, so that the bad blood don't continue.
Right.
So we need these people, and usually these people, it's good to have, but they will never be strong in anything. They are just nice people to have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, Andrew Chow from IdeaMart will be back again next week for another interesting insight into
personal branding.
So anyway, it's been around his book and the series Social Media 24/7. Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.